Hey y'all, today's episode is being sponsored by Credit Karma. If you've ever asked yourself what the most important number in your life is, it's not your age, it's not your IQ, it's not your blood pressure. Well, that one's important. But also, there is your credit score. So, Credit Karma, there's no catch. It's free. They don't ask for a credit card number. You just go there, get your score, and get your life. So, text READ to 89800 and show them some love on the free Credit Karma app. And let's start the show.
You can ring my bell.
Ring my bell.
I don't know why that was the first song that came to mind, but I was like, I have to jump into something.
I love it.
Hey, y'all. I'm Natalie King Cole.
Okay. And I'm Penny Proud.
And this is The Read.
And that voice you hear in the background is our guest this week.
So excited that this is finally happening.
Because we've been talking about her coming on the show since we started doing it. And finally, she's in New York. So we had to snatch up the wonderful Kia, one of our just best friends and good sisters in the whole world. We love so much.
Hi, everybody.
How y'all doing?
We're very good.
We're good, sis.
So we're not going to act no kind of way. This is just, you know, how we talk to each other all the time.
Yes.
And you know this. And so
she's a good friend of ours, like Dustin and Asante. She's like,
right,
in this whole group, but she's off in school being the smartest person in the world.
Which is why I was going to make you Black excellence. Like, what? And I don't want you to feel like that's because I'm like slightly unprepared. I'm really unprepared. But like, I planned to do that because, like, you know, you're going to be richer than all of us.
Yeah. And it won't even take very long either. Like, within a couple years.
Because what did you say that you wanted to say?
What?
When you're talking about what you do or where people can find you.
I'm going to be at the library typing real fast.
And why?
Because I'm just trying to graduate.
And that's
I just love it.
It's really important to me to be finished with this degree so I can never, ever be a student again.
This doctorate, though, it's not just a degree. Like, you are doing it, sis.
I think that I should be Black excellence when I've actually completed it and done something constructive.
Oh, girl, please. Done something constructive.
Right now, I'm in the process. And things are just, we're just praying our way through, feeling our way through this darkness.
But you're also, like, an amazing friend.
Yes.
Well, I love you guys.
You're the
and
best.
I just, I'm proud of y'all.
Thank you.
Like, oh, legit. Girl. So I'm just,
we're proud
geek,
of you. You're
girl.
The smart one. What?
Girl.
I wish. Ugh.
I don't even do nothing. I'm sorry. I just be typing fast. That's it.
Okay,
typing
cute.
Real fast.
Okay.
Go to
all
work.
Right, girl.
But I love y'all. I'm happy to be here. Let's cut up.
Okay.
Because that is what we do
that's
today.
What we do.
It's also Kid Fury's birthday.
Yes,
and I
it
know
is.
You didn't think we was just not oh. going to
so
say something.
So we didn't even have to do that.
Really, nigga?
Oh,
we're in the studio
so
on your birthday. So it's your birthday and the Thanksgiving episode. And Kia is here all at the same
we
time.
We're going to have us a
it
good time.
It is technically Thanksgiving or whenever.
But it's your birthday week.
Right.
So let us
exactly.
celebrate you.
And we're in the studio on your birthday. So of course we were going to say something.
Well, thank you. I
happy birthday,
that.
My nigga. We're going to have
birthday.
Kia sing.
I just thought
later.
About something like, I am a multivitamin bitch now.
Yes.
Like, I
you
am
an adult.
Up
as my mother
I am an adult.
Not an adult.
No.
An
but
adult.
I am
there
adult.
Is a strong difference.
A striking
yes.
difference.
And I'm there now.
Yeah. When yeah. the fun of it is like, oh, wait. So it's kind of like getting real now.
Mm-hmm. Like the generation ain't my generation no more.
That's right.
No, it's not.
As you watch television and you say, just like Crystal and I.
Yes.
And we will get
who
to
is
that.
This?
Who are these people?
I don't know.
Who we are going
to
get there.
Who are you talking to?
But when you think about it, like, when we are, like, grandparents, like, thought it was a drought and Nuck If You Buck are going to be, like, our shit.
Absolutely.
That's already our shit.
Like,
but still, yeah.
I will always come in the club shaking my drink.
Like, forever.
And be looking at these kids like, how do you not
like,
know
I don't
what we're talking about?
Why you're not. Exactly.
Yeah, you're old now. The new stuff is not for you. It's for the kids.
Welcome. Like, we've been here
yes.
for a while.
Congratulations. You're here now.
So I guess before we can talk about the AMAs now, I guess, because who watched?
Did we even watch it?
We didn't try.
We didn't really, it was on mute for most of the time.
we switched back and forth, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Because,
like,
you
we
know,
we barely even looked at it.
I made a conscious effort not to watch the American Music Awards.
Uh-huh.
And I've been pretty good at it for, I feel like, the last 2 years, maybe. Because I just got tired of them trying people. Like, I mean, I got tired
of
them.
All the shows, it's the worst.
Giving, first of all, it's the widest award show. It's wider than the CMAs. It is the widest of the white. It is just so white. And they pissed me off back in like 2009 when they gave Taylor Swift Artist of the Year over Michael Jackson, who had just died. Right. And I'll say it every time.
Yeah,
Don't look again. I'll say it again, and I'll say it one more after that, just for the thrice.
Lord,
I'll say it as often as I goddamn want.
What?
Because they gave her Artist of the year that Michael died.
He wasn't really cold in the ground yet.
He wasn't.
It was disrespectful. It was, and it was trash. The AMAs,
tragedy.
Nowhere near my favorite award show. That's why we barely even looked at it. I couldn't tell you. Like a single highlight, if there was one.
I watched The Real Housewives of Atlanta at home, then went over to your house and we watched it again.
Oh, yeah.
And then turned to the AMAs and it was still on.
Oh, man. The Housewives. Oh, right. No, never mind. We're talking about the AMAs.
And that's when Nicki Minaj had got that award, and we were saying the whole time, like, Nicki Minaj has to be there because she won something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because she looked like,
I'm ready.
When
are
y'all going
to
give me my shit? At the end, girl, so
nobody else
stay.
Is here. Like, she was right. She was ready to
it
go.
Was very obligatory. Her whole, like, she was just like, all right.
Right. I'm waiting for the category that I know I already won. So just
like, she didn't even buy a new dress. She just wore something she had.
Over it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we had the blessing of seeing Justin Bieber.
Oh, God, all wet. Really trying to be the white Chris Brown.
Don't understand.
He's really not a dancer, and I didn't know that until I watched, because I really don't care for him. It floored me a little bit to see him struggle through that performance.
And that's his fault.
Well, he gets compared to Justin Timberlake so much,
and he shouldn't.
And people, he shouldn't. I don't get it either, because Justin can sing and dance, and Justin Bieber can only sing, and that is even.
Because
you are not going to give me this Justin Bieber stan label. You won't do it.
I didn't say anything.
His
Did
album.
I
saw it in your face. I saw your face getting ready to say it.
You speak for yourself.
His album is not bad.
Kay.
It just isn't. Like, you judged me. You're judging me right now.
Anyway, I'm just saying that I
sis, do
don't
you see
get
him
it.
Lying? Do you see him trying not to lie?
I don't understand.
I too am not willing. It's not that I don't understand. I'm not willing to give the album a try.
I
don't
I just
feel
don't
like
want
I should.
To.
I get that
have
too. Because
like,
he's
I don't want
terrible.
To.
He's awful.
I'm not.
It's
playing.
Not even just that. It's like every song that's ever been out, even the ones where like grown black adults like myself.
Mm-hmm.
Would be like, that one's like, you listen to that one. That Justin Bieber, now it's not that bad. And I would listen to it and be like, this just is not for me. Like, this was not made for my ears. It's not, I feel like I'm too old.
And I feel that way about most of Justin Bieber's music. And you would probably feel that way about this album. This is just the first time I heard one of his albums. And I felt more like on the positive side than the
I try to give everyone a fair chance, but I've given him fair chances and just felt way too old for it. And I didn't understand why he was dancing around in that water with that mic that we know is not on. Because why would you be dancing around in the water with a microphone?
You just stop this.
We
need to say that. But apparently we missed a really great opening number from Jennifer Lopez.
Now let me say something. I did turn to that when I was at the house, when I was watching Real Housewives, because everybody was tweeting about Jennifer Lopez killing this performance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, she's performing? I thought she was going to close. And so I turned to it and it was her beautifully dancing to other people's music.
Oh, okay. Well, that's perfect.
Which is what she ought to be doing.
No singing involved.
Not
because
singing
the worst
at all.
Thing about Jennifer Lopez's career is her music. And that's only been recently. Like, her older stuff is fantastic. But everything she's done within the last several years has been terrible to me.
And I feel like, you know, honestly, Jennifer Lopez could do a tribute. She's probably at that catalog or that point in her catalog where she could perform a medley.
Mm.
I just can't promise you that I want to hear it.
No,
you know, like,
no, I don't either.
If
but
I could pick the songs, maybe.
I'll find the little, I'll find her opening sequence or whatever it was on YouTube if it was that good. No, not that great. Not good enough to
it was,
look up.
She was dancing, but we know the Jennifer can do that.
When we give her, I think we should give her some grace and we should give her props because for her age, she was definitely dancing her face.
Well, but, I mean, and she looks phenomenal regardless. Yes. Like, she is gorgeous.
Yes.
But I never doubted those things about her. I know that J-Lo is beautiful and can dance, so.
And that would probably be the only, if I had actually sat there and watched the award show, that would probably be the only good thing I had to say about it anyway, so.
Well, little I did watch, I just felt like it was just an excess of illusion mesh.
You know, and let's talk about
why
it.
Why was everybody dressed like hosiery?
Princess Love. Princess Love, this is for you. This one is for you.
Why does everybody's dress have to be like a lampshade?
Who started this? Who's
a drape, a sheer, like were you hanging curtains? I don't understand. Mm-mm. I mean, I get it. Everyone was snatched and we've all paid plastic surgeons and done our due diligence in the gym and our bodies are wonderful. I get it. But like everybody's giving these figure skating Nancy Kerrigan dresses.
Did you like Beyonce's dress at the
overdone
mat?
I mean, I did it and I live for B, but it wasn't my favorite.
What was it? Which dress are you talking about?
The one that she just wore this year, but she looked like a rich mermaid.
Oh.
I just feel like I think I'll be over.
I mean,
I'll be glad when this
there's just so many.
When this little era of fashion is over, I'll be all right.
Okay.
All right.
I don't hate it, but I'm just not like, ugh. I'm just it's just done too much.
So one thing I can say about Taylor Swift, since I do hate her, and this is like good news.
What?
I mean, well, it's generally good news, but it also, I'll explain. Mm-hmm. Adele's double platinum. So
Adele.
And knocking on the door of triple. She's like,
because
like
she went double in 3 days.
3 days.
She's like an angel whisper away from triple platinum. Listen, and it's a week.
3 days.
All right, bitch. All right, bitch. Like, I think we anticipated this, and Billboard published an article like today that really breaks down the impact of this. Like, she's outselling NSYNC.
Yeah, she outsold No Strings Attached,
which was the biggest selling ever.
In 3 days.
And she outsold it by 400,000 copies.
And she also took the year from 1989.
She took the year from 1989, and she made sure Justin Bieber only spent 1 week at number one. So, you know,
Adele is just out here
providing blessings.
For that alone, she is worthy.
She really is. Like.
She's a bad bitch. But Billboard broke it down how, yeah, she outsold them by 400,000, but she's also responsible for 42% of music sales this week.
42%
of music sales
of
this
music
week.
All sales.
Music
is
sales.
Adele, my
like,
nigga.
Happy birthday, right on up. Like, I don't care how many songs we're discussing. 42% of that
is Adele.
42% of music sales,
of
thanks
all
to Adele.
The music.
Yes.
That
and
is
so when
sold.
You put it in that context, she outsold NSYNC and Taylor Swift and everybody else on this chart by like leaps and fucking bounds, because that
all
was when everybody was buying albums.
Music.
Yes. 42% of music sales this week.
Everyone
Adele.
Who has a song on a piece.
And she's not streaming it. She is not. She will not give it to you niggas for that $9.99, $14.99. She don't care.
Not.
No.
And I will
you
have
going to
you
pay
know.
For her shit.
She's done all of this without breaking a sweat.
We were talking about this earlier. Yes.
Listen, Adele will come. She will show up on your scene in her dress and her microphone and her wing liner. And she will come to sing her song. She will thank you.
Yes. And she,
and she will
take
leave.
A seat. That is it.
She said, I'm not here for your lights or your cameras or your action, honey. Put me in the key of B flat. And I said, come on in. I'm ready. Yeah.
She said in her interview, I think with Zane Lowe, that she doesn't use social media. She really, she had no idea that people were thirsty for her, because in her everyday life, you know, people don't act like that. And she was like, oh, I wondered if I had wait too long to put something out. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, the niggas have been like,
your last album
panting,
was 21.
Bitch. And it has never left the charts.
Hasn't.
Never.
Hasn't.
It has not once dropped off the Billboard charts since it got on it. Bitch, are you serious? You didn't know if you waited too long. Your album is, it's been years, ho. come on, Adele. Like,
your baby is old. Grown. Right. He about like, to apply age. For college.
Like, under four.
School age. Huh?
He's going to be in kindergarten. College
fun. How you doing?
So she said she underestimated the fan anticipation for the album and all this. And I'm like, well, I mean, I love it. Y'all have had the chance to hear it, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. So, and she is still out here punching you right directly smack dab in your feelings.
My God.
Right in the center.
You have to really, really be intentional about when you decide to listen to it.
Absolutely.
Because yes. As I was driving up here,
yes.
And I was listening to it, and I said, you know, it might not be the smartest
right.
for me to be in this car by myself. Driving,
right,
listening
night,
to this,
because
you
right.
need to be in a place where you can sit still and just kind of be with the Lord.
Exactly.
yes. You shouldn't be focusing on things.
Right, where you don't have to focus because your vision no. will get blurry. Right.
I said, because she's not going to have me in here crying by myself in this car.
On the road. Mm-hmm.
The
no
day
Jesus.
That it came no. out was like the day at, because it dropped at like midnight or like 11:30
yeah,
something.
Real close to midnight.
And that day was just enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
That when it did come out, I was like, oh no, not yet. Like, I was just like, I waited like 2-3 smooth days
yeah.
before I listened to it. Because I was like, you are not about to have me yelling, let me stop.
I want to end it all.
I'm over it, Jesus. Okay.
Double platinum.
Listen,
I can't deal with her.
With you children.
She's not. It's so good.
And she's just going to
collect
these coins.
All I ask is amazing. It's amazing. I have to give Bruno Mars that. He did the fuck out of that. They produced the hell out of All I Ask.
I can give him that.
It had me... I felt like, so Hello took, the fact that Hello was the single took some of the sting out of it mm-hmm. for me. So I heard it at the beginning of the album and I was fine. And then it's like, it was cool. Like I was listening to the music and some of it was like, ooh, like, damn, you kind of punched me in my mm-hmm. feelings right there. But I'm cool until Million Years Ago. And then that one had me like kind of tearing up. And then that went into All I Ask. And so then I was just bawling. And then the last song was the one with her baby on it.
Right.
And it made me think about how Beyonce mm-hmm. did that same thing with Heaven in Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And that was worse because it was like the visual of this funeral right. and all this shit. And then Blue Ivy's little precious ass.
Oh. I have probably listened to Heaven 3 times
in my life. I think
I've
listened
life.
To it 1.5. The last time I tried
I listened to
it,
Heaven,
I didn't make it.
I couldn't do it.
When I want a really good cry, like when I have needed to cry and it just will not come out, you just have to...
I've done
lock
that
yourself
too.
Up and play that horrible
I have
gut-wrenching
done
song.
That.
It is, and the video too, my nigga. Like,
it's too much.
I can't handle it. And so well, that was the same thing she did to me. So those 3 songs in that order,
I really appreciate.
I was on the floor sending text messages I had no business sending.
Right. You might want to lock your phone in a drawer when you listen to this album.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, y'all. I was swimming deep in my feelings for like 72 hours. I had to tell myself, you can't listen to this anymore.
And
like,
see, you know, the thing about it for
done.
Me, when I listened to it, I didn't think about anybody. I was just like,
that's a blessing.
It's so beautifully
that
arranged.
Is a blessing.
Like, I really didn't think of nobody.
That's a blessing.
That is a
blessing. I thought of my grandmother. But I didn't think of, like, yeah. I knew that was going to be the reaction to that. But I did not, like, I didn't think of, like, no niggas.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I had a nigga in mind. And it was like,
Lord.
God.
And it's just so tiring.
Right. Like, I am actually tired of dealing with the, but anyway, that's too deep into my business.
So, yeah, she's just snatching everybody's wigs off. And she's just like... I still got the same groceries in my fridge.
Absolutely.
Like,
yes. Right, in her interview, she's the sweetest person. Like, I don't know what's wrong with everybody. Like, y'all niggas is tripping. I'm
right.
good.
That's
know?
My favorite thing about her. I yes. did have a problem with Good Morning America calling her the today's Whitney Houston or whatever they
and
said.
And I promise you Adele would have a problem with that, too.
I agree.
Because...
Adele would be like, okay, so who the fuck?
Right.
Because I didn't say... I know the hell I'm not.
I just feel like, why can't people just learn when to be quiet? When you run out of words and you have nothing else to say nothing else.
Say,
just hush,
just stop right there.
Just stop right there. Like, it was just an unnecessary comment.
It was. Because Whitney Houston is Whitney Houston, period.
And Adele is
phenomenal, but she is phenomenal in an Adele way.
Right.
That's the thing.
Yes.
For me, you cannot, because when I listen to Whitney Houston, I always think, even before she died, I would always think, there's not going to be another voice like this.
No.
Like, I really don't think that there's going to be somebody
mm-mm.
that you can compare to this woman, because her voice was just, it
right.
was something else.
Yes, it was.
The same way And then singers have different types of voices. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not one, like, I don't feel like there's, like, a pyramid or, like, a,
right.
like, a hierarchy to, like, the voice or, like, the standard.
Right.
Different people can sing for different reasons. Yes. And Adele has a completely different style yes. and voice.
And a beautiful voice, Whitney but Houston. Not like Whitney Houston's. It's just not
Whitney. It's not
Whitney's.
Just the same.
And, you know, I don't know why white people think they could just say, oh, well, this is our favorite singer and that was y'all's favorite, so this is why Adele's the new her. Like, that's not how this works.
You threaten the artistry of all of that when you start comparing people, because as we were talking about earlier, I think what makes Adele Adele and Whitney Whitney is that they are both unapologetically themselves
in their lane.
Like Adele, like, you know, like just like Whitney Houston, mm-hmm. Adele knew she wasn't a dancer. No, yes. She's not a dancer.
And she doesn't try.
She doesn't try. And Whitney Houston would stand behind the microphone in a gown that would snatch your edges.
Yes.
And she
That's
would
right.
sing
with some shoulder pads
with
up to her ears.
With a synthetic wig on.
Yes.
And she was probably in the microwave just a few minutes before with some sponge rollers in it.
Yeah.
And she would sing until you was just underneath whatever seat you were sitting on.
That's right.
And she would leave. So like
it.
There's like, you just have to let people be, like, you can't compare. That's like comparing Adele and Beyonce. Like, they're two totally different
right.
singers. Mm-hmm. They're two totally different artists. Everybody, just be yourself. Just,
right.
just
leave
let people,
alone. People
be themselves.
Right. Everybody don't have to be the new somebody else.
No.
Like, goddamn, that's old. Like, it's tired. Stop
Listen,
it.
Adele is Adele, and Whitney is Whitney.
Woof. I can't listen to that no more, though. I need to just not.
Yeah, I'm going to.
So, speaking of Adele.
Okay.
I think that Rihanna's ready to drop her album now, or it looks that way.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, and I know you can't compare Mm-mm. Rihanna to Adele at all.
No.
But I feel like they were definitely looking at her like, look, just let Adele get her piece. Like, just let her get her piece
right
in.
Until.
And, you know, let those headlines, and then let's yeah. dive into this situation right here.
Yeah.
Because she just announced a tour.
That's good. So she didn't announce the album, she announced the tour.
Which I thought was odd.
That's a little odd. That's a little strange. But we all know the album is coming. Like, it's been promo on top of promo, and now they're doing they've got this
those
little website out. Yeah, those commercials to tell
I
you to
saw,
go to the website.
It looked like
some
American
kind of experience.
Horror Story Hotel.
Right. When I pulled it up on my phone, I was like, I don't know that I'm ready to receive this right mm-hmm. now. Like, I might have to go through this later. This looks a little scary, but.
I saw the commercial and knew it had no business on my telephone. So I just will wait until y'all watch it and then you can tell me about
I'm
it.
I'm sure the album is coming, so.
Yeah, they say the tour starts in February.
Okay.
And they say the tickets go on sale on, tickets go on sale on Thursday. And then there's a rumor that the album comes out on Friday.
Okay. So this, like, Thanksgiving, tickets go on sale Thanksgiving or the next Thursday?
Yeah, I guess tickets go on sale Thursday, December 3rd. So.
Oh,
next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Got it.
So the album's supposed to, but I heard a rumor that the album's supposed to come out on Friday.
Like this coming Friday.
Yeah,
that's Friday.
Like 27.
Oh, okay. That would be dope. Good for her. I mean, the only problem is if you really wanted a number one, it's too close to Adele to be,
True.
To bank on a number one, but. If you're not really concerned with that sort of thing and you're just kind of ready to get it out and ready to get the tour started, then let's go.
But if it's anything like the last time Adele put out a music, no one can really look forward to that one for a minute.
Well, I mean, 2015 is obviously over. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to release something this year and you're worried about numbers, obviously, like, you should have gotten it out like Justin Bieber did, girl. Because, and so, I mean, you may have a few months into 2016, but I don't think Rihanna's particularly concerned with, like, going number one or selling X number. Of copies or whatever. Like, I think she's trying to break away from that whole thing and be like, I'm my own artist now and I'm getting more independent and focusing more on my music.
Because she got the same haircut as Travis Scott in this picture.
You're petty.
Well, she does. And he's going on tour with her in across America. And
Are
Europe
like
gets Big Sean in the weekend.
Twinsies.
Which we didn't.
Wait, that's not fair. I kind of like Big Sean.
Oh, I love Big Sean.
Yeah, I'm kind of mad.
The Weeknd won an American Music Award.
Oh, no, the category. Please tell the people the category.
For Best Male R&B Soul.
R&B Soul.
Like,
now, I've
what?
Listened to a lot of The Weeknd.
I have
and
not.
I can't. Well, like, I'm here to tell you, sis, that R&B and soul are not two words you
listen,
to describe
listen,
that
listen.
Nigga.
I don't.
That ain't
it.
No. R&B and soul is not
R&B soul.
And he was up against
Chris Brown and Trey Songz.
No, it was just Chris Brown.
No, Trey Songz was in there too.
Was he?
It was, remember, it was the three of them.
Was it?
Yes.
What the hell has Trey Songz put out? Trey Songz is still doing music?
I promise. I thought, because I remember it was on the screen. I thought I watched it.
Regardless, the answer was wrong.
Yeah, the answer was definitely wrong.
Should have never happened. But when I saw him sitting in the same row as Nicki Minaj, I said he's winning something.
Yeah.
Had to have been. More than There's like, no reason for you to be that close.
Apparently, The Weeknd is a star. This is news
yes,
to me.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I didn't know. See, I also learned this week that he was the other headliner at Made in America. Like, Beyonce headlined on Saturday, and he headlined on Sunday. And I said, well, blow me down. Yeah, I didn't know.
And you probably have been ignoring him because when he first came out, and even still now, people are calling him the next Michael Jackson.
Oh, that's a lie.
It's right. So when you hear something like that, it's just
I'm sorry.
Like, I don't.
What?
Yes.
They are people? Who
they
are
comparing
people?
That sound he makes, that falsetto of his, to Michael Jackson's and saying that he sounds like MJ.
I have 43 things to say in response. Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
No.
Count me in for at least five of those.
The answer is
absolutely yeah, not.
And I can't even speak as explicitly as I would like to say about that comment.
Mm-hmm.
But you know something?
Okay.
It is all right.
Mm-mm.
What I will say is that he doesn't give me R&B, so he gives me more like hip hop, suck your soul.
Okay.
Or like.
I mean, he's very melancholy.
Or like steal your soul.
Steal your soul.
I listen to some really weird shit and I can't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, he kind of makes me think of like Lana Del Rey for niggas.
And see, yes. But I can stomach Lana Del Rey because I feel like I can deal with that sound of her voice. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people, it's not their thing and I understand why, but for me, I like it. With him, it's similar production. It's that, but like hip hoppy.
Yeah.
But his voice is what makes me not want to listen to
it. And I understand because he's deliberately trying to sound like Michael. He loves that comparison. Like,
who wouldn't?
Right. I mean, he's clearly heavily influenced by Michael Jackson, but he is certainly not, like, nowhere even approaching, girl, the next MJ. Like, nowhere even near it.
I happen to find that comparison offensive.
I'm wildly offended.
I've never seen The Weeknd dance.
He tried at one of the last shows I watched. I don't know if it was the Grammys or what, but he performed with some fire, of course, hail. And then he started to do a dance that was Michael's dance.
Okay, see, no.
So I was like, I don't even.
I've heard his album is good, but it ain't Thriller. It ain't Off the Wall. So you can stop. Just
it's not Ben.
Okay.
It's not Ben.
Get the hell on somewhere.
How dare you?
Bye. Bye. Who are we talking about? We are so off topic.
Yeah, I don't even. What else was there? Sherry Shepherd has to pay for the baby.
Yes, she does.
Well, that is your baby, girl. So, yes.
Oh, let's talk about Angie Stone.
Oh.
Why?
So, white people, Angie Stone is this woman that sang, she sang the theme to Girlfriends.
Did she?
Right.
Yeah, she did.
That was her?
I'm saying, you want white people to know who sang the theme to Girlfriends?
They don't watch Girlfriends.
I mean, white people, let's make a couple
Angie Stone, how would white people know who Angie Stone is?
They don't. They don't know Brother.
Oh, yeah, because that was the only one I was going to give them. Yeah. But I really don't
know. They don't know that damn song.
Anyway, so really she's this big black lady, right? And she...
That's good enough.
You know, she sang these songs and like the hood loved her and, you know, like aunties and that sort of like community. Yeah. And so she says that when she was shooting the video, I Want to Thank You, and Idris Elba was her love interest or whatever, that he was digging her back then and she kind of paid it.
Angie, girl.
Because she didn't really. And she said, I had already been with D'Angelo.
Angie. And, you know,
we know.
Let me tell you how far Angie is reaching.
She said, I wasn't checking for him like that. That's what her words are. And now she kind of regrets it. But she will. The one thing about it is I have the luxury of knowing he was digging me.
Girl.
So let's talk about it.
She don't have nothing else to talk about.
Right. Why would she even say this to somebody? Who asked her to give this statement?
Isn't she married or engaged or something?
Something. I thought she had a man.
Yeah, Idris
Elba has a woman.
Oh, well, a fresh baby. He's a newborn. Yeah. They have a kid.
I don't know if she, like,
I just
she
can't
kept
think
him
of
around
what,
after King
what
show.
Kind of conversation would this come up where Angie would be, we need to make these comments?
Trash. Who even is supposed to care, girl?
Who cares?
Like, you know, what kind of statement is that to make? Like, this is why you can't just be out here with any hood rat. Because, like, you know, what you... Oh, you know, That one, that's like the auntie that goes to Thanksgiving or any other family function and is always talking about, you know, that other cousin or whoever else that they could have married or should have married or that Lord time God. That they were at like a fucking Luther Van, well, not Luther, but the time they were at a Lionel Richie concert. And, you know, they could have always had Lionel. Like that kind of thing. That's what this is giving. Like, what is that statement?
Speaking of aunties at Thanksgiving, though, did you hear Patti LaBelle invited that young man at Thanksgiving to her house?
And listen, I would go.
I would be there.
Yes. Like, especially after she fronted like, oh, the internet didn't have nothing to do with them pie selling out. Girl.
I would be there.
Patti.
I would still pay my own way.
I would.
Like, I'm going.
I'm going.
The least she can do is pay the airfare.
I mean, that is the least of the least.
She talked about her menu and what she was going to be preparing on when she was on the Breakfast Club.
Oh, she did?
Yes, honey. Patti is spent to cook.
Where is she now?
Yes.
What is she making?
She said something about like briskets and...
Whoa.
And
briskets?
Yes, honey. I imagine
Patti. Is she in California? They must,
no, she's
they
in Philadelphia.
What? Who is barbecuing?
She, Patti is right there, bitch. Patti right invited there. Me.
She's having briskets and lobster mac and cheese. And,
oh, well, all right, bitch.
And
we have having Cajun mac and cheese.
We are. I'm excited. She ran the list down about all the things that she was going to have. And she said she had a new living room and it was white. She was going to have it roped off and niggas were not permitted.
I know, that's right.
To sit on her new silk furniture. And well, I said, ain't nobody mad, girl.
Who right. would eat on white silk furniture? You asking the
She said, we only going to have clear liquids. She said, because I know how the blacks are, honey. They like to spill things all over your house. Oh, I said, okay. Patti is in here speaking all the science, honey. Listen to her.
Mm-mm. If your house is so nice that I can't have liquor, I don't know if I need to
She
be
said,
there.
They can have Jack Daniels, but it's got to be downstairs with a pool table.
The fact that she knew she had to say something.
No, you have to say something.
Because Charlamagne was like, we're not going to have no spirit.
Right, Charlamagne is me. Is that it for the hot topics, or do we have something else?
If you want to, yeah, we're going I mean, long anyway.
I don't
so,
care.
I mean, because
so
I really don't. Have anything.
Okay.
It's my birthday.
It is.
So fuck it. You can do whatever you want to do.
I'm just, you know, not prepared.
Okay.
But it's fine. You know, I'm sure there are other things that we can talk about at a later date.
Or here in just a little bit.
Or whatever.
All right. So let's take a break. We'll be back. Hey, ladies, do you have problems with cups spilling and gaping and slipping straps in your bras and they're super uncomfortable and they look terrible underneath your clothes? Third Love is here to save the day. Their 24/7 t-shirt bra is the most comfortable bra I've ever owned. It is so smoothing and invisible under every outfit. The cups are made out of memory foam, so it feels so good around your breasts and it molds to your shape to give you the most amazing fit. I love it so much because I personally have a cup spillage problem due to the largeness of my breasts, and so you know, upon getting sized and figuring I was wearing the wrong bra, Third Love just came to the rescue, and now my boobs look amazing in everything that I wear, and they stand behind the product so much that they're willing to let all of you guys try this bra for free. Yes, free. All you have to do is pay $1 for shipping. You can wear it for 30 days, take the tags off, wash it, do whatever you need to, really give your tits a workout in the bra. If you love it, you can keep it and they'll charge your card. If not, send it back and they won't. That's all you have to do. An online fit specialist can help if you need help with your size. So go to thirdlove.com/read to get started. That's thirdlove.com/read. Let them know that I sent you. And now let's go back to the show.
All right, so we're back. And it's time for listener letters, but I just remembered one of my topics, and it was that MC Light said that Fetty Wap is a hip-hop feminist.
I saw that.
Oh, how cute is that?
Girl, what?
Hip-hop feminist?
What exactly?
Because he said, senior pretty ass.
Because they trapped together
as
a king and queen. And don't you forget it. Queen.
I guess I
if
wasn't
you think about it, most of
it.
His songs are really ratchet love songs. So, I mean, I guess.
I mean, but feminist, I would not have drawn that conclusion.
I never even thought of it because for me with Fetty Wap, I just think, you know, like all things in moderation.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just, you know, I can't. I always listen to a Fetty Wap song and I'll be like, wow, this is still on. Like it just, it's like this, so, and they're not that long. It just feels long.
Just feels long.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, well, let's get to the letter. Send your questions to asktherita@gmail.com and we'll answer it on the show. First question comes from Laurel, who says, I've been with my boyfriend for a few months now and everything is perfect except the nigga has no money. We're both artists and it's very obvious that I'm a lot more successful than he is. He's what you would call a starving artist while I've been able to survive off my income. No shade to him. He's very talented and I'm confident that he'll one day be able to live off his craft. In the meantime, I've suggested that he get a job, at least part-time, to take care of his essentials. He lives at home with his mother, so rent is taken care of, but he almost never pays his phone bill. He stays at home all the time because he doesn't have money to pay for his own food or even bus fare. Well, and in all the time we've been together, he hasn't so much as bought me a cup of coffee. I find myself loaning him a few dollars here and there just to get him to come out with me, and this is really starting to affect our relationship. Yes. Every time I suggest that he get a job, he has some excuse. Please help. Laurel, my goodness. Well, so here's the thing.
This is all your fault.
All right.
Please expound.
Please.
This
do.
Situation is all your fault because you're still doing it.
Still dating a broke nigga? Or?
Because I'm hearing all of these things about this guy, mm-hmm. and he sounds terrible. And so I'm waiting for the part for her to be like, so that's why I don't deal with that nigga no more. But that's not.
No, she's saying everything's great about him except the fact that he's so broke that he can't afford to, you know, date her.
How long have they been dating?
A few months.
So let's get back to the job part.
Yeah, so they're both artists, but he doesn't make enough money to live off of his art, whatever that is. She didn't say that.
That's
but
fine.
He continues to come up with a different excuse as to why he can't get a job.
Let's stop right there.
Well,
that's a problem.
That's an issue.
It is.
Now you have to be realistic. And it took me, I would have started my blog, The Fury, mm-hmm. 10 years ago next year in June.
Wow.
And it took me the longest time to make enough money to where I did not need to actually get a job and work.
Right.
You know, like it took years right. of me being up at all hours of night, posting drafts, not getting enough sleep, putting all of that extra work into mm-hmm. my craft while still working
yes.
somebody else's job so yes. that I could take care of me and then maybe take care of somebody else too if they mm-hmm. needed that kind of help.
Right.
I can't just be out here like, well, I'm just going to blog and sit at my mama's house mm-hmm. and, you know, hope that she make a grilled cheese for me too and then like also date you.
Right. It's just like it's kind of like he's trying to do too much on nothing at all. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't date somebody who is broke or don't date somebody who
That's
doesn't have as
I'm
much money
either.
As you do. But at some point you have to be honest with yourself. And if you cannot even afford to leave your house and go meet somebody, you are too broke to be trying to date. Like,
period.
It's too broke, girl. That's too. You can need to find somebody who lives within walking distance then, because this is just, you can't even afford to go meet your girlfriend somewhere.
And get you a Netflix. Oh, you can't do it. It costs $8.99 a month. What are you like? Unless you have a password. I can't.
I don't even see why dating is a priority for you. But anyway, sis, what do you think?
I think that if this is somebody she's going to be wanting to date for any extended period of time, you have to like look at the behavior that a person is exhibiting now as an indication of how they're going to be in the future. So you can't really plan a future with somebody who ain't doing nothing.
Right.
So like if you don't have a, like if he doesn't want a job, like if you if you're thinking, if you're dating and you want to get married or you want to have a commitment with this person, you ought to be thinking big picture.
Right.
So if he don't have no money right now and he ain't trying to get no money, then you either gonna have to say, am I gonna deal with this nigga being broke?
That's what I'm saying.
Or am I going to make a decision?
It doesn't seem like it would be worth the stress to me.
Right.
Like, not this level of broke. I can handle some.
Because we're all in process. We all trying.
Right, exactly.
You know
I mean, nobody's balling.
I'm not ready.
I'm nobody's rich.
I'm not.
Student. I want you all to know. I am a full-time student. student.
Right. Rich ain't what it is.
Student. I got more debt than I got savings, and that is the bottom line.
Yes. Okay. Also, me too.
So I'm not in any way saying it's all about the money.
Not at all.
Not a single soul in this room that is unfamiliar with broke.
I want you to know broke.
But being broke and not having ambition is a completely different thing.
Absolutely. And you make it work. Just like you said, you work until you can make money on your own.
Exactly.
You work. Mm-hmm. I have cousins who like want to be artists and do these kind of things. I'm like, okay, that's fine. But go down to Target and get you a job.
Right.
In the meantime. Right. Like, what you gonna do for right now? Like, we all have big goals and dreams. Like, sure, if I could just be a student and just sit somewhere and write, that would be beautiful.
And learn all the time.
And just learn all the time, that would be great. But I've got, listen, this rent.
Right, real life
month.
Is still real
every
life.
Every month.
Every
There's
month.
Not a month where that comes by
There's not
where,
a month.
Where the landlord's like, don't
I'm
worry
just
about
in
it.
In my feelings, like, I'm going to talk to my landlord and be like, man, look, like, this nigga's getting on my nerves.
Right.
And, mm-hmm. like, he didn't have, you know, money for gas when I wanted to go to Atlantic City. Mm-hmm. And so they're not going to come here and be like,
care.
Oh, I understand. They want their money every month.
Absolutely.
And I feel like,
and
honestly,
they're going to get it.
They're going to. You're going to be homeless.
Right.
So it's a very, very simple thing. So I just think that, what's her name, Laurel?
Yeah, well, that's the name I made up for her. She asked me to make one up.
Okay. Laurel.
Yeah.
Laurel Sugar Pie, sweetie, baby. Bless your heart for being so patient with this young man mm-hmm. in his shiftless, trifling ways. But I think that for the sake of your future, mm-hmm. you just need to make a decision. If you're going to be able to tolerate his foolishness, then tolerate it. And if not, then you need to have a conversation with him. That results in y'all going your separate ways.
His problem is that he doesn't know how to be real with himself. Like, you need to be real with yourself. Yes, you want to do your art full time, and I get that. But your art's not taking care of your life.
Absolutely.
So,
Don't ever, because the thing is, I don't want you to get confused, because I could absolutely do that. I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want you to know is, like, you need to be doing something at the same time while you're building this up.
Right.
And I will 1,000% support your art and you getting to a place where you can live off of that. But that's not today. And today I have to make sure that my ass has a place to live and food to eat.
That's right.
So, it's just a fact of life. If you're not born rich, then you don't get to sit back and just have fun and figure it out along the way and not have to deal with life. Like,
I think the real issue is that a lot of these niggas know that they have great things they can supply to women for free.
Penis?
And... tongue sometime too. Oh, and I feel like testing is not always free, because you paying for the niggas food, clothes, gas, bail, everything.
I'm paying his tithes.
Everything. And a lot of these niggas know it. You have to, because that be the I love everything about him. You love when he snacks on that.
Huh? Come on in. It's very important.
So what does he do that's so great?
What does he do? Listen,
I love everything about him. You love the sex.
Yes, okay.
Because everything about him sounds terrible.
All the things that you've listed.
They're pretty bad.
They just sound like
are pretty bad.
Right.
So the list of things that are great must be very, very short.
Because I don't.
Just a couple of others. Let's move on.
Okay.
Our next letter comes from Charmaine, who the title or the subject line says, am I wrong?
Yes.
So just so y'all have a frame
more
of mind.
More than likely.
Bless your heart, Charmaine.
On Halloween, one of my coworkers from my last job had a party, and I went and it was all love. Some of the guys there are Trinidadian, so in the playlist there was soca and reggae music. Trinidadian.
Yes!
So sorry. God, I'm so sorry.
You would have just had
upset. Not my culture, and I mispronounced it.
You corrected it.
Yeah, at least you don't say Barbadian.
Oh, that is so terrible.
Trinidadian.
That's
my bad.
Okay.
We all had a good time, and then one of our white friends asked if she could get just one country song. Cool. Her and her little friend do some line dance while the rest of us observe and play cards. So then the playlist gets going again, and another reggae song comes on, and this white girl says, "Hey guys, do your tribal dance."
Oh.
And instantly I'm irked and offended, and typically I'm unfazed, but I've been cool with this bitch for a while, and that comment really irked my soul. My best friend was laughing because the disgust was all over my face, and my friends were trying to calm me down like I was going to put my hands on the girl, but that's not even me. Most of the people in the room just brushed off her comment and are still cool with the chick, but I have completely washed my hands of this girl. Am I wrong for just excusing her out of my life? I felt like maybe I should have tried to explain why I was offended before I dismissed her, but I've tried it before with white folks and I cannot with them.
What's her name?
Charmaine.
Charmaine, okay. Yes. So, yeah, Charmaine needs to know, was she wrong for just being like, listen, I'm not dealing with this white bitch no more because I felt like that comment was completely out of pocket and just cutting her off? Or should she have taken the time to explain what was so wrong about the comments?
Charmaine, I jumped the gun when I said that.
See, y'all thought
wrong.
She was going to be a hood
yes,
rat.
I do apologize.
Charmaine popped off for a good reason.
Very sorry.
Yes, girl, because you have every right to be mad at this bitch.
Absolutely.
Every single one. I would have had the exact same reaction. Like, wait a minute, bitch. Do our what? Right. Do our whom? Like, oh, no.
I think that I totally understand Charmaine's frustration and her feeling that it is not her responsibility.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To educate this ignorant person.
Come on in.
Because I think that as someone who has in many cases been the sole correspondent of all things black in a very white space.
Me too, sis.
I understand the frustration of feeling that responsibility. Like everything you say, like you always have to explain something that gets old and tired very quickly.
Absolutely.
So on one hand, I totally understand why Charmaine would be like, that person no longer exists. Just
yes.
like that.
Yes.
I get that. But I also could see, I'm trying to think, I don't know if I would have the wherewithal to remain calm enough
right,
to
that's
have
the thing.
A productive conversation. Because I could tell her.
Right. In many
very
ways.
Easily. Mm-hmm. How absolutely wrong and disrespectful she was being, but I don't know if I could do that in a productive way.
Yeah, no, yeah. I would have cussed that bitch out.
I think that I think on erring on between, you know, cursing and arms flailing and might potentially threatening this person safety.
Right.
Or, you know, just like ignoring her, I think I probably would do what Charmaine has done and just
just cut her out completely.
I just don't see
because
her
because there's
anymore.
No justification for you can do your tribal dance, bitch.
No.
What the fuck? We didn't say you was doing your tribal dance when y'all got up here and did the Carrie Underwood hokey-pokey ass bullshit that I love, by the way. So I'm pissed that she is doing this in the name of country music, disrespecting the shit that I love. But like, bitch, really? Do your tribal dance? I would have cut off
tiring.
Too.
It's just tiring. I could totally be like, I don't have time. I don't have the energy, the strength to try to explain this to you.
Yeah. First of all, don't tell me what to do.
Who are you talking to, young lady?
You have lost your mind. First of all, just shouting commands. Tribal dance? I don't have to. I'm not your Google. She's right there all day long through the night too, the twilight hour.
There she is.
You can go and speak to her anytime you want to, but you just gonna have to learn. Just don't say nothing.
Yeah.
Just be quiet. You don't understand, then don't say anything. Like, that's what I typically try to do. You want to talk about football? You know what I'm saying? You can do that. And I will try to be, I will pretend that I know what I'm talking about because I know it gets on your nerves. And nobody takes me seriously.
You pretend, right. But when I try to figure out what the hell you be talking about with your anime and your video games and things, your sci-fi, your
cool
electronics, all that stuff that you do, I be trying to get that too. You be looking at me like, why do you even, you know nothing. You know nothing about the Zyborg.
But you don't say, hey, pull out your
Xbox
hologram.
PlayStation
yes, that's right.
500. What?
You don't say, oh, just pull out your jetpack unless you don't just start talking.
You don't. Because you don't speak about things that you have no knowledge of.
That's so true. That's true. I do not just come out of nowhere trying to front like I know what the hell you're talking about.
You may say one of the names incorrectly. Like, oh, I don't even feel like you're at that, auntie.
No.
You got to have some grandkids before you get that.
Mommy Ma used to stay calling us the wrong name and didn't give a fuck.
Oh, and my grandmother would go through the list.
Yes, my grandma would start with the oldest and just run through all of them.
And I would just wait until she got to me.
Me too.
Just wait right there. And she'd be like, well, you know who I'm talking to. I'm looking at you.
I am, but I'm waiting on you to get the name right.
That's, I don't know.
That was my favorite part. I always loved how frustrated they got.
Yes.
By not remembering my name.
Right? Just, oh, you know what I'm saying? Come and get the remote.
Why are you looking at me when you know I'm talking to you?
Listen, my mother will call me boys, like
yes.
grown men, like I'm your grandchild. Like right. you're calling your kid's name. I'm they're way older than me.
It don't matter. You know who I'm talking to, one of y'all.
Bless their heart.
So there's another question from a young man who's kind of dealing with a straight boy, or he thinks he's a straight boy. Mm-hmm. His name's Marquise.
That usually doesn't work that way.
He says, I've been working with Scott for 2 years and I've liked him since I met him, but I knew from the beginning he was straight. Mm. Lately, he's been feeling kind of sad because he's never had a girlfriend or any sexual experiences, and I told him his time will come. A few months ago, he sent me a dick pic and asked me if girls would like it. And then he started asking me what I liked sexually because he said he figured I might give him some tips for girls.
Wait.
Gee, girl, how he kept old is sending this young man?
He doesn't say.
He has to be 16 or
he
17.
He must be 14.
He kept...
I just thought...
Yeah, 16 is old enough at that point.
Oh, my God.
I just... What?
I'm not even halfway through.
Lord Jesus.
He kept sending me different dick pics and started talking about... if I would ever do anything with him.
I'm
too old for this because...
Last week he came over so we could watch Jurassic World.
Huh?
And halfway through the movie...
Oh, y'all are so
Netflix
young.
And chill.
I started giving him a blowjob. Afterwards, it was a little... Afterwards, it was...
Crystal, turn that bullshit. What are you talking about? You are still reading this goddamn email.
Will you stop being a rude bitch?
It's the question of whether or not he's gay.
He don't know.
But afterwards, it was kind of weird and kind of romantic because he was massaging my back. And now he's acting weird. He says he's straight and was just interested because he's never had a sexual experience. However, he keeps talking about that night and now he started sexting me. I have no damn idea what I'm supposed to do.
It's not even done, Jesus.
Since... I have no damn idea what I'm supposed to do since he says he's straight, but his actions say otherwise. What do you guys think?
So, Marquise, we're just going to go out on a limb here and say that you...
Bless his heart.
On a normal Thursday would probably be in about second period.
No. What is scaring me is that this might very well
be
an adult.
He might be grown, right. He might not
but
be 14.
But what concerns me the most?
No. I don't, this has to be like
a child. I'm thinking teenagers, though. I'm not thinking, I hope not a child, but I was thinking like
not
15 to 17, something in there.
I'm feeling like 15 to 16, because I feel like maybe not. I don't know. I ain't been 17
yet. These 17-year-olds really might be half grown.
They
shit.
Probably are.
They're old, and we already know it. These kids might be.
But listen,
I feel like he would have been at like a wave lunch. This is a high school student.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you are grown asking this question.
True.
I don't really have a lot to say about this.
You don't say.
But I will say that. Oh.
What were you? You just gave up.
I did because. I'm way back in the beginning of the email. Way back. Like all of the other details were missed on me because I'm still processing some of the very beginning things.
Like
this straight man sending another man several dick pictures.
Right. He didn't just stop at one.
Asking, what do you think?
And what do you enjoy sexually?
What do you enjoy sexually? And what do you think?
You're asking another man
You're
to judge your penis.
You're asking another man to view and give his opinion on your penis. And you say that you are straight. And I don't even know how to process or make sense of that. Because I don't speak in a dick pictures language. I know that is a very common dialect these days.
Yeah.
The children communicate with the pictures of the
genitals,
areas.
Yes,
and that's
do.
Just I know my lane, and that's not it. Because I don't speak these languages.
No, I don't do this.
Because I don't know what it means.
I feel like I've aged right on out of.
I think I have.
I mean, just straight full on genitals. No, I can't.
Especially
it's a little graphic.
See, this
it's
is not
much.
Unrequited.
Yes.
And unrequested.
Listen. So like that's my biggest problem.
Right.
Like I did not ask for a picture of your penis. So why is it here? Mm-hmm. And now that it's here, what do we do now?
Well,
I just don't know.
I think you're going to have to take Scott's words over his actions on this, because even though he's coming over to watch a movie with you and then turn around and tickle you in your booty hole,
sweet
and let
Jesus
you slob his knob, the fact remains that what he's saying out loud is that I'm straight. He's not saying I'm interested in dating a man, being with a man, having a relationship with a man. Like, he's telling you he's straight, but then he's doing gay shit with you. So I understand why you're confused and you don't know which one to believe. I'm telling you to believe his words.
Charmaine, but who is this?
This is
Marquise,
look.
Look at you calling
him
Charmaine.
I'm going to be a fairy godsister in this life that we call gay.
All right.
Like, I feel like you are quite young. 19. That is as high as I'm going. Like, I really hope not. But if you've never experienced this, I feel like, are you trying to add the math?
Well, he has a year in his email address, and I thought it was the year he graduated, but that's because I'm old. It's probably the year he was born.
What year?
And if
is
that's
it?
The case, then he's about 14 years old.
Oh, sweet God.
So bless his heart.
Or he could be in his smooth 30s or 40s or whatever that would be.
So he's either, he's either
real young
13 or 30.
Ooh.
He is. He's one or the other.
I'm going to hope that you're 30.
But I don't think you are.
Because then shut up.
Or maybe you just like that number. That's the number. Maybe that's when your child was born. I don't. Ooh.
Maybe that's when you graduated from middle school.
That one didn't work.
That didn't work. When you graduated middle school.
Well, no, because
maybe it's his address.
No,
let's just pray.
No, you know what?
Yeah, we just want to pray. The point is, I'm going to just say that a lesson that you have to take here is you go one of two ways, and I'm going to just let you know how both of them end very, very quickly. The, like Crystal said, take his word for it and continue to mess around with him, because he will probably live to continue messing around with men and living his life as a straight man, having nothing but straight friends and, you know, dealing with whatever. Not all of them deal with women. You know, he could be walking, you know, femme queen soon.
Lord God.
It really, you know, that's not your business. It doesn't matter. What you're benefiting, how you're benefiting from this at this point is friendship. And if you're as young as we think you may be, the rest is your business.
Well, he can't be, because I remember I just looked at the top of his email and he said he's been working with Scott for 2 years. He has a job. So he's got to be a teenager.
Thank you,
he's got to, and that means he's got to be at least 16 years old.
Okay.
He's like 16 and 19.
Either way, your business. But you know how you benefit from a friend. He's not straight, but you could just have him as straight. That's what that would be.
If you want to do that, like if you cool with having just a sexual thing, understand that all it's going to be is sexual until he's ready to say, I'm gay.
You are not going to go see The Mockingjay Part 2.
No, you're not.
You are not going to the club. Like, that's not the life you're going to live.
You're not
going to
sit through the Adele album together.
Find you someone else who's like, oh, I am also gay, and you are gay, and we can be gay together. It will save you a whole lot of time and heartache. But it's up to you. Either way, he's lying to you.
Woo. All right. Good luck to you. If you guys have a question, send it to ask3@gmail.com and we'll be right back.
Hey, y'all. This episode is being sponsored by Credit Karma, where you can go and get your credit score for free right now. We've mentioned before, I used Credit Karma when I moved out of that just dastardly living space that I was in before, and it definitely helped me get all my paperwork together like a grown up and present it to these white people that I, you know, now I'm renting from. So if you need to get your number for your car or home or what have you, you can do it for free on Credit Karma.
Yes, you can. Checking your credit may not be at the top of your mind, especially if you're super busy, but Credit Karma provides free credit monitoring alerts, so if something fishy comes up, you can check out your report immediately and see if it's legit. They have an app, so you don't even need a computer to see your scores, and they have a ton of information on their site to help you build up your credit score and keep it where it should be. It's your credit score, and it's so important, like if Yuri said, to find an apartment here in the city, or if you're looking to buy a house or buy a car or a million other things. There are certain jobs that run your credit. So So again, you absolutely need to know your credit score. And with Credit Karma, you can see it right now, absolutely free. Just text READ to 89800 to download the free Credit Karma app and get started. That's READ to 89800. Download the free Credit Karma app today and get started. It is the most important number in your life, and you definitely need to know it. So check out Credit Karma with the READ today. And now let's finish the show.
And we're back.
We are.
Time for the READ. That Credit Karma was for Laurel's boyfriend. Because I know he don't know.
Sir, if you have credit.
He probably don't have
If he even has established credit and bless he probably, oh my God.
Which is a problem.
I mean, but you know, God bless Laurel. So yeah, it's time for the READs. And
so, okay.
What's
because
up?
Because I'm unprepared again, but. I read a screenshot of something that Lil Boosie allegedly said, which was that, listen, I'm not even taking the actual person into, this is something that a lot of you niggas say, so okay. I'm just using him as the boat to get where I'm going.
Okay.
So he said something along the lines of, you know, all of the gay stuff on TV, like gay men and whatever being in reality TV and all up in the empires mm-hmm. and all of these shows and how kids watch these things and, you know, so uncomfortable. Do you have to kiss Jesus? Oh my God. So I just don't understand how your televisions work, because mine, let me just run you through like just basic
okay.
operations.
Yeah, okay.
It has a piece of hardware called a remote.
It's going to bless somebody.
And all you typically have to do, like there's a sensor at the front of it and you point it at your television. And then there's a button at the top that mm-hmm. says on, off. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, if your television is on, which it probably is because you're watching gay shit on it, the all you have to do if you don't want to see it is press that button and you won't see it anymore. Let me give you another blessing. There is another few buttons, usually somewhere towards the center of this piece of hardware. Mm-hmm. And they usually say CH with an arrow pointing in one direction and an arrow in the other. If you press either one of those buttons,
it'll happen right away.
It will take you to another set of pictures
instantly
that will not be the gay shit that you are watching.
Look at that.
So complaining about what's happening on television makes no sense to me, because you don't have to watch it. And again, if your children, okay, there's two misunderstandings with this in terms of babies. The first one being that somehow Jussie Smollett is going to make you gay. Like, I don't think.
Oh, this is about Empire.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not just about, I feel like Empire is a big part of it because everybody has been complaining about how gay Empire is. And I'm just assuming it's because it's on primetime TV mm-hmm. every week and has, you know, all of these people watching and talking about it. One of the main storylines, the whole first season was about this gay man and his relationship with his father.
Yeah.
So I guess contrary to your belief, gay men have daddies. Like a lot of us, we have fathers, we know them, and we have like, you know, relationships with them. And so it's important for television to include people from all walks of life, because that's realistic. Shonda Rhimes said this. It's realistic. It doesn't, for you to say, oh, well, there's, what, like a 30% increase or some, whatever the status.
Right, the tiny little bit.
Of, you know, black people and TV and so on. And what do you think of your involvement in that or whatever? And Shonda was like, I just felt like, you know, I'm just telling an honest, like, this is what I see. Like, it's just, I don't just walk out the door and everybody's white and then, you know, I won't go on a trip to Florida and be like, oh, somebody that looked like me. Like, you don't, it's not like one black face every 100 miles. Right. It's not one gay man, you know, in each state. There are, these people are everywhere. Like, transgender people are everywhere. Like, I just don't understand why you're complaining about people being on shows when they exist, like in mm-hmm. the real world. Like, what?
Lord.
your children are not going to be gay because of something that they see on TV, because of the color of their car seat, mm-hmm. because of their cereal that you choose to feed them. They're just going to be that way because they're that way. So when they hear you saying dumb shit, like how much gay stuff is on television, and they are at an age where they have identified with that part of them already, mm-hmm. you ain't gonna do shit but have them sending dick pics to people and telling them they're straight, and then going and getting BJs in front of Hulu. Like, that's just like, you know what I'm saying? That's why I said it's an onion. It's much like this.
It's an onion.
They're layered.
There's layered. You know, so I feel like, you know, I'll get there one day. But listen, all I'm saying is that is an issue for that reason. And secondly, because, bitch, Empire is not parenting your goddamn babies. Mm-hmm. Terrence Howard is not your child's daddy, and Cookie is not, let me say Taraji, because the white people just be calling her Cookie like that's her name, and right. I don't want to do that to right. her. Taraji P. Henson is not your child's mama.
No. Nope.
You have to make sure that, first of all, when my kids are at that impressionable of an age where I feel like they need to be exposed to this, that, and the third, they're not going to be up at 9 o'clock to watch Empire anyway.
That's
my baby.
Because I wasn't. Our parents, there was shows, right. several shows, like Married with Children.
Mm-hmm. Roseanne.
I was not allowed to watch it. I couldn't watch The Simpsons. I was in college before I saw my first episode of The Simpsons because my mother was like, that is not for children.
Right.
That cartoon is not for children.
And it wasn't.
And it wasn't. So I just feel I was thinking when you're talking about that piece of hardware, you know, it's actually called a remote what?
Control.
Because it indicates that you as the consumer have control
over
what it is that you watch.
Come on.
Look at you.
All that it is.
Stop looking
to all of these songs mm-hmm. and all of these TV shows and video games. And granted, yes, I understand that you can't be, you know, 100% on top of everything that your child is exposed to. Like, you're not in their face all the time. And they all have little pieces of plastic with the whole World Wide Web on it and right, shit now. Right. So they can see anything. I get that. But at the same time, I do feel like as a parent, it's your job to instill certain, like,
whatever values
ideals,
you have.
Right. In that person. Because I knew that I could listen to as much Dipset as I wanted to, whatever gangster, Trick Daddy, Trina, all them talking about cocaine laced weed and fucking right. and stripping and all this shit. And I knew not to get involved in a lot of these things because my parents would have my ass bloody.
That's it.
Like, that's all that it was.
That's right.
So I don't understand how we are relying on. It's not even, it has nothing to do with your children. It makes you uncomfortable.
Right.
And that's something that you have to address with yourself. Maybe you have feelings that you've never really thought about or considered, or something within your sexuality that just makes you uncomfortable with letting other people live their lives. We have seen people fuck, suck, and swallow on primetime television.
Every week.
Every week. All the time. And no one has a problem with the explicit intercourse that takes place at 8 p.m.
Listen,
on right. these channels. They've been fucking on The Real World for over a decade.
Listen. Right.
Two decades.
Like, older than me. So,
real.
I don't understand how now you're complaining because two men are kissing on TV or whatever.
Niggas. So.
Keep that shit to yourself. Nobody is concerned with. I had said before, I'm not trying to be part of no woe is me as gay campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Respect me. I will respect you. Stay out of my goddamn way. You don't need to understand anything about me. I'm not going to explain no more of this shit to you. That's not my responsibility. Mm-hmm. You have Google. You have Tumblr. All you have to do is make a Tumblr account. You don't even have to post anything. You can just read on there because they are quick. They'll get you together in an instant. Like,
right.
they'll just be like, so today we're going to talk about misogyny.
Just because that's the topic.
Just because.
Mm-hmm. Just because that's
Friday is xenophobia, and we're going to get into just a little bit of ableism come the 27th. Like, they just.
Yes.
There's so many resources for
awesome.
You to get the understanding that it is that you lack, and you just don't care. That's fine. Mm-hmm. It is also no business of mine.
Sure.
Get out of my face and shut your ass. You sound and look stupid, mm-hmm. especially if you have a song called They Dykin'.
My God.
Oh, but they Dykin is a classic.
It is. There's this undeniable. Right. But I mean,
clearly you don't have that big of a problem with homosexuality.
Right.
At least female homosexuality.
Niggas. Straight niggas never have a problem with homosexuality as long as it benefits them. Right. They never have a problem with LGB or T.
Ain't that it?
As long as it benefits them.
Ain't that it?
And it does not, it doesn't make them feel like their manhood is being questioned.
Mm-hmm.
Shut That's the so fuck true. Up and Amen. Take care of your baby yourself, you ratchet ass ghetto ass birds. And that goes for each and every one of you hoes. All of you. Everyone.
Woo. All right. Well, I don't really have a read this week. I just kind of want to remind everybody that it's the holiday season, so if you're going over to somebody else's house, make sure you bring something.
It's manners. You can buy a bottle,
empty-handed
ice,
some beer, even if the liquor store is closed.
You can get some Andre for $5.
You can get some. Sis, come on. For those of you here in the tri-state,
you can get you some cheap area.
And somebody will mix it with some juice.
Listen.
And it will be popping.
It is so good.
Bring something.
Refreshing little beverage.
An assortment of hot chews, something. Don't just show up with nothing at somebody else's house.
Except Tupperware. Don't come with no Tupperware, especially if you don't have nothing else, because you will be asked to
leave. Do not come with your foil and your plates. You will be embarrassed. Do not play yourself.
Did you see that video or that Instagram of... Everybody's doing Thanksgiving with black families.
I saw the hashtag.
There's one of Aretha Franklin that says, that auntie that don't ever bring nothing but always be the first to get a plate.
Well,
she put her purse down. Like, wipes her hands. Like, hilarious.
We already say the grace.
Right, niggas. And also a reminder that if you did not spend... you know, all damn day cooking, then you just need to sit your ass down somewhere and relax. You're not making no demands. That's right. You're not making no demands in this piece, nigga. You didn't buy no groceries. You ain't
offer to make that person a plate.
Right?
I mean, it's common courtesy.
Like, just don't be in here, like, greedy and crazy. Everybody, enjoy the holiday season. Enjoy the people you're around. You know, feel... happy at least, you know, try to enjoy the company of
just
your,
find you
your
some
family and friends and loved
some
ones.
Home training and just, just a few just scruples
little,
and just a little bit of
it.
I'm
don't
grateful.
Blow up nobody's bathroom. Listen. Take a pack of matches with you if you know you have, you know, gastro issues.
Absolutely.
Be considerate, you know. Listen. Take off your shoes if you see people got a clean nice house, you know, that sort of thing, and enjoy your holiday season. I'm not here to cuss y'all out today. And honestly, I'm trying so hard to stay away from celebrities in the news because all of it's depressing and dumb.
You see, I didn't care this week.
All of it. And I just want, I'm tired. What? Adele wore me out. I ain't got room for no more sadness.
Do you know how much time I spent earlier today just scrolling through headlines? Just, I don't care.
About
me. I don't care. I don't care. Nope. I don't care. None of them. I just don't.
I get it.
It happens that week. Every now and then, I usually can find enough that I know that I can laugh at.
Right.
As much as I want to. But this is one of those weeks where it's just like, I don't care about any of this.
Okay. Well, I mean, and that's very real. So,
very real.
Shout out to all of you. That wraps up the Thanksgiving episode of The Read. Check us out at thisistheread.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at thisistheread. Don't forget to check out our sponsors, Third Love. Their 24/7 t-shirt bra is the most comfortable bra I've ever owned. It is made out of super soft memory foam that feels amazing. It molds to your shape and gives you the perfect fit. They stand behind it so much that they're willing to let you try it for free. If you love it, keep it and they'll charge your card. If you don't, send it back and they won't. Start your free trial now at thirdlove.com/read. You have any news for us this week, Kid Fury?
No, I don't think I have any news. I'm working on a new project that I think is going to be exciting for next year, but I'm not ready to talk about it.
Okay. Shout out to Essence for including us in their top podcast you need to be listening to with your bitch ass.
They did do that.
Column in their most recent issue. We appreciate y'all so much.
Naomi Harris is on the cover of that issue, and I love her.
Okay, well, shout out to her.
Yeah, I almost bought it in the airport and I didn't.
Thanks so much, sis, for coming through to the...
Thank y'all for having me.
I almost bought it and then I just was like, nah.
I bought it when I got back.
Yeah. So, but yes, thank you for coming through and doing this finally.
I'm so happy to be here.
Do you want to sing? We've talked about your amazing voice. I'm sorry. We can't just... No. The people know about your voice, sis.
I feel like you don't have to if you don't want to.
But it's his birthday.
Oh,
you can
no.
sing happy birthday.
No, save
I'll sing
that for
with
later.
You real soft in the background.
No, no. Save on, that sis, for later. We don't have to do that.
Yeah, no.
No,
he's fine. No, we can do it.
Actually, so we'll just do the acronym.
Look at you. So do you have one or not? You could yes. do, I mean, sis, I'm just saying, if you feel a song in your spirit, let it out.
I don't feel like you have to.
I don't, a song in my spirit.
Yes, yeah, see, I'm, let's do that later.
Okay, that's fine.
So, COS.
What is, again, the same wound, Flav.
Until you learn to stop just offering me up. To any old and any and every old gay that comes into your studio. Like, I just don't understand. I don't get it. How you know I don't have a man? I don't. But if I did, like, shit, nobody's asking me how I feel about things.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. I guess it's just Charlamagne's ass then. Oh, well. Do we have any other parting words? No? You good? Okay.
Thanks for all the birthday wishes.
Yay. It's your birthday.
Oh my God.
Okay, bye.